Hello and welcome back to the channel. I'm your pal Cal, and I have been asked repeatedly for a while to go over this board in particular. It's called the Nerdminer RF Hat, or the Nerdminer, you know, RF Multiboard. There's a couple of different names for it, but the official name is NM-RF Hat. Well, dash hat. You get what I'm saying. Anyway, this board comes packed full of features, and I mean packed full of features. I've been testing this board for about 2.5-3 weeks now, and I have some thoughts, as always, you know, that's what we do here. And this board in particular comes with an infrared transmitter, an infrared receiver, a CC1101 for sub-gigahertz capabilities, two antennas, by the way, one for the CC1101, an NRF24, the other antennas for the NRF24, a PN532 embedded onto the actual board. You have dip switches on this board for you to, you know, kind of switch between whichever function you want. This kind of confuses people, which is why I personally don't like dip switches. When hardware manufacturers work with software developers, you don't need dip switches because it's all in software. At the same time, you know, if this is your thing, it's your thing. But it has all the, you know, these stuff, and it doesn't have a GPS embedded onto the board, but you can grab an ATGM 336H like I have and kind of just, you know, hot glue it there. Use some double-sided tape. Either way, you can put a GPS easily, and that's all right, because it means that you can war drive using the Bruce firmware, or you can war drive using Hailhound. Before we continue, this video is for educational purposes only, and remember to only test your own hardware. Do not test networks that you do not have permission to test on. Do not test devices or work on anything or transmit or do anything that could possibly be in the realm of illegal. You know, don't break any laws. Follow the laws of your region. Don't be a skid. It's kind of a long one this time, but anyway, you get what I'm saying. This board also has a feature that I really, really, really like, and that is you can stick a battery to the CYD. Before this, you had to use the Biscuit Shop CYD battery GPS board. It's available on Elecro. It's an amazing board. I've been waiting to do a video on it. I've tested it already. I love it. We'll get back to this. Anyway, this board in particular, you can do all of these things. You switch it on by kind of flipping the dip switches, and it just cuts on. You could stick whatever battery you want. They have a case available for it as well. Some devices, especially devices like this, I don't like putting a case on it, man. I like the aesthetic of how it looks. That's just me. Even though, you know, I got two printers printing around the clock, working, doing CyberDeck things amongst other things, and, you know, sometimes printing, I'm getting up besides myself. And this board is a piece of work, I'll tell you that much. And now hear me out. If you do not know how to solder and you do not know how to DIY anything and you just want a board that you can plug together and just kind of get everything working, this is the guy for you. This is 100%. This is your guy. This is all the functions of a Flipper Zero minus, you know, the full functionality of a Flipper Zero on a CYD. And the CYD recently has been gaining a lot of traction, not just with what we've been showing you recently, not just Hailhound, not just with the Bruce firmware, Marauder, Launcher by B. Morcelli, all of these amazing devs that are just taking the time to make it public. It's different when it's like, you know, Carpeter has so many custom firmware, but with the CYD, it, you know, It's a CYD, cheap yellow display, CYD. Do not pay over like $12 with shipping total for a CYD. Please, if you're watching this and you have no idea what a CYD is, do not go on Amazon and get one from Amazon. They will charge you upwards of $25. No, absolutely not. Stop. You do not need it tomorrow. 8 days is fine, and there's an 8-day guarantee on AliExpress. You can get these sometimes for $7, $8, especially if you like this. That's without buying bulk. What I'm trying to say is don't get scammed, please, or don't get scalped. I implore you. These devices are inexpensive, and they're very fun to learn how to DIY, and I would implore you to DIY your own builds like this. There's a YouTuber by the name of Yellow Purple. He has guides. We'll be posting a guide for Hailhound. There's so many different builds, and full disclosure, our guide for Hailhound is going to be a little bit complex. It's not just, you know, modules. We'll be taking SMD radio modules and sticking them to perf board. It's a whole process. Anyway, back to this board. Man, there are some things that you should know. For one, some of the components are very loosely put together, and that is fine. This board only should cost you $23. Do not buy it with a case. Or, you know, that clear acrylic case. Do not buy it with a CYD. Do not buy it with a GPS. Buy the GPS, the ATGM 336H, separately. It'll cost you $3.50 to $5. And you can wire it together easily, I promise you. It's super simple. I'll show you how we can pretty much get everything done, how you can wire everything together. It's all kind of in front of your face. And that's just the thing here. I understand that a lot of people do not know how to wire their own stuff. That is fine, man. You know, but at the same time, you're here. You're interested. So at the very least, push yourself to branch into a new skill at that. And you might mess something up. It might go catastrophic. You're on your own there, but at the very least, you will have learned something.
So if you're watching this because you have absolutely no idea how to put it together and you've watched that AliExpress video 1,000 times, it's very self-explanatory. Get a good look of which wires go where. These set of wires plug into that side. If we turn it off this side, these wires plug into the top, not that one. Leave those two empty. And this, we don't even have to worry about that for right now. I believe that is in the wrong place. I kind of just hastily stuck it together for it to look good. This wire, just ignore. But you also have this SD card breakout, and it kind of sticks into the SD card of the CYD. And from there, you plug that right there. And these antennas are two different antennas. So keep in mind so that you do not damage them. They're not labeled and they're not the same. One is SMA and one is RPSMA. So one has a needle on the inside right there, and one is female, so it doesn't. The same goes for the SMA connectors. One is male and one is female, SMA and RPSMA. So we're gonna grab our male and stick it to the female right there. Birds and bees, ladies and gentlemen. And then we're gonna grab this one right here and put it right there. And that kind of encompasses the entire board. Now, one thing I do want you to keep in mind is the polarity of your battery has to be correct. Right here, I put this little, 800 milliamp hour battery that I took from a dead, from a dead Fly Digi controller, I believe, or a dead Ghoulie Kit controller, I don't remember which. But that JST is for a speaker. You don't have to worry about that JST right here. We have our dip switches down here, our CC1101 receiver on the bottom, and I figured it out. I believe they have a CC1101 for receiving and one for transmitting. Don't quote me on that. I've been a little confused by this board. Very, very confused, actually. But it is simpler than you might imagine. We have an infrared receiver, infrared transmitter right there. Your standoffs go, where they're supposed to go, mounted to the CYD itself, CYD being right here. And one antenna is for 433 sub-gigahertz, which is this one at the bottom. And then the other antenna on the top is for our NRF24. Now, this is, that's kind of self-explanatory. If you're building this, you can see it. It's very self-explanatory, really easy to put together. The CYD has an ESP32 on it, dual core. It shouldn't be this powerful, but it is. And with this board, at the very least, you get the functionality of the custom firmware that we know and love. Now, look at the battery. On the battery, your polarity of your battery, positive should be to the left and ground should be to the right. If you put this the wrong way, it could be catastrophic. Now, currently, I have Hailhound on this sucker, but I'm going to flash it in a second with Bruce. So we'll actually switch it from Bruce and Launcher to Hailhound and so on. I believe right now I have Hailhound. I'm gonna turn these dip switches off real quick, and we're gonna keep the NRF switch, which is that second one right there, and make sure everything else is down. That way we have the CYD NMRF firmware for Hailhound. Make sure you're running that exact firmware, or else it won't read any of the modules, because the pinout is slightly different when you're using this custom firmware. Then we're going to turn it on, and it should just cut on. Now, you might be asking yourself, why is it in portrait mode? Well, that's because It doesn't really work in landscape. That's something that people have been asking, but Jesse personally has not really, you know, he's working on some other stuff. So there's a little bit of entitledness when they want things their way when it comes to, you know, the way they use things. The fact that this has even been accommodated to this hat is generous at most. So currently we have the second switch flipped up, and that's the NRF24. We're gonna click over here and let's just go to 2.4 gigahertz and spectrum analyzer. And as you can see, it's analyzing the spectrum. Not as much as I'd really like to admit, but it is working and it does analyze the spectrum around us. Now, aside from all of that, you can use the GPS to war drive, you know, with Hailhound, and that's as far as Hailhound goes with the NRF24 in particular. We're gonna switch over to the Bruce firmware, but I do want you to really know this, that if you DIY your own Hailhound with the right modules, it could be literally over 12 times more powerful than an NMRF hat. But if you absolutely, you know, don't have a soldering iron, don't wanna try, or are not capable, then you know this hat is good for you. But it's mostly made for the Bruce firmware, which is why we're gonna switch over to Bruce and, you know, show you some of the features on it.
All right, so here we are in the Bruce web flasher. It's bruce.computer/flasher. Simple. We're gonna go to install, and there will be a Bruce store, like an actual store, where you can pretty much support the Bruce firmware devs who have been working tirelessly for a while now, and they've come out with such cool stuff. And everything goes to the Bruce devs. But from here, we're gonna go to latest, and then we're gonna go to CYD. Now, on CYD, we wanna look for the number that's on the back of our CYD. In this case, it's 028. Now, we have ours that has two USBs, also with inverted colors. It's a whole thing. Make sure you select the right one. We're gonna press connect device, and we're gonna hold down the boot button, plug in our device, which we have, and then connect. Make sure you're connected to the right COM port. From here, we're gonna press erase device, press next, install, and let it load.
Now that we got Bruce on here, we can get the most out of our multi-board because, you know, it was made for Bruce. So a second ago, it died and it ran out of battery. Well, that's mostly because I put something under 1,000 milliamps, so it's totally up to me. We can put different themes on here. For now, I'm using the custom theme that's on here, but with these DIP switches, you can get the most out of your device depending on which function. You can't just switch everything on if you actually do that right now, like turn everything on, and then let's go to Nerf. Where is Nerf? Nerf, Nerf, Nerf. There we go, Nerf. And we go to Spectrum, nothing is found. So we're gonna switch everything back down, and we're going to turn on the second one, which is the Nerf. So let's make sure that Nerf is on. Jesse's been calling it a Nerf, so I've been calling it a Nerf. It's rubbed off on me. Oh, let's go back, and then we'll go to Nerf, go to Spectrum. Bam, Spectrum Analyzer. But you can see that's kind of weak, honestly, but it is working, it is there, so it is acting as a proper spectrum analyzer. I do want to clarify something, though. The routing on this board is not too bad. I don't see anything that would be in the realm of anything catastrophic. It looks like it was very well put together. And for, you know, under 25 bucks, that's not that bad, man. We do have to turn it off and turn it back on to go back to the main menu, or, you know, just hit the reset button. And unfortunately, it's like that. But we're gonna turn off the NRF real quick, and we can go to Wi-Fi and do all of our regular Bruce Wi-Fi, you know, APs, portals, client TCP, listen TCP, SSH. So we have our sniffers, raw sniffers, and of course we have our attacks. Now let's go back all the way, main menu, and we also have Bluetooth that has nothing to do with the board, but you do have your standard Bruce Bluetooth attacks and sniffers and things of that sort. This board is mostly for the RFID IR, which IR does work here. Let's go to TV Be Gone. And that is actually a new one. I don't think I've seen that menu before. Let's go to TV Be Gone. RNRA. Oh, we made a mistake. We did not turn on our infrared switch, which is why I do not like dip switches. And you can see that. That is firing. Like, really, really firing. And if I can get that green light to stop. Oh, that's annoying. God, I'm trying to show you guys it firing. I gotta cover that LED. It is going off though, which I gotta give it credit. For one bulb, it's doing its job, and it does its job well. So I do have the proper dip switch on for the PN532, but unfortunately, every time I go to read the tag, it just keeps saying RFID module not found. So I'm gonna reset the device real quick, and hopefully that fixes it. Let me hit reset real quick. And this has happened a couple times. I do not know why. It'll choose when and when it wants to work, if it wants to work at all. I got it to work once, and now it just seems, no, RFID module not found. Now there are two different dip switches for the 433 band. You've got one for transmitting and one for receiving, which is why we've got two different modules, one for transmitting and one for receiving, which is actually some thorough thinking. I will give it to them. Although some of the features on, the sub gigahertz does not work. For example, it wants, I clicked the wrong one. Recent menu. Yeah, unfortunately, sometimes it does that, which is disheartening, but yeah, it does transmit and receive, which is really good for a CYD. Now look, I am not gonna say that I'm a big fan of this board, but I do want to give Nerdminer credit. Nerdminer has seen that there has been a wave of, shenanigans that have been going on within the community as far as dual band and so on, specifically around the ESP32C5 that has kind of taken a lot of the projects that are coming out by storm. And I really, really like this. So although I might not like this board, I do want to give credit to Nerdminer for making it affordable for those that don't want to, solder together their own thing, man. I can understand that it's not made for everybody. Not everybody wants to do things that they don't want to do. But I would implore you to, and as a matter of fact, I would practically beg you to, grab a Pinesol or a TS-101 and get yourself started. Break a CYD or two, It'll teach you something. I can't tell you how many LilyGo devices I've just completely destroyed years ago. Like my first T-Beam, I still have the PCB. There's nothing left on it. I mean, destroyed that thing, but I learned a lot from it to the point where now, my soldering is, I'm proud to say the least. But there's another thing I want to keep you guys in the loop about. It has been officially announced and is coming out very, very soon. And I personally am very excited for this. Cheap DIY is amazing. Cheap DIY not only gives the, every Tom, Dick, and Harry, opportunity to get started, but it's also an amazing entry point. There's so much custom firmware that have been developed by so many of the best developers within the community, and it'll continue to do so. Nerdminer has taken the CYD and given it an ESP32C5. Don't believe me? They've already posted it on Reddit, and they're active on Discord. I've personally never spoken to them, but a couple of the people that I know and love have. And they've seen it, and they've seen it, and a lot of people are getting ready to grab one. This is the next evolution of cheap yellow displays, which I find hilarious, but I'm also not just intrigued, but very excited. Taking your normal CYD, giving it a C5, dual band Wi-Fi. Granted, there is something that we do need to talk about. It's a single core RISC-V chip. Clock speeds of 240 megahertz, but it's still single core. What makes Hailhound so amazing, for example, is that dual core engine. That dual core engine is what's changing custom firmware within the community. So, although I am excited, don't be surprised if you're a little bit underwhelmed. But as far as Wi-Fi goes and war driving, we're good to go, man. And from what I can see, they've been promised to kind of keep it to its name. Cheap and yellow.
and a display. There are black CYDs, which are not CYDs, they're CBDs. But those black CBDs are not, like, the firmware that we know and love for the CYD is not compatible, although there are some devs who are working on some great, I'm not going to spoil it. Hint, hint, Monster C5 team, working on something crazy. Cannot wait to show you guys. But Nerdminer, it has announced, and they will be dropping their CYD C5, which, that's kind of what I'm really excited about. Yes, this board is cool. The board is inexpensive. The board does, sometimes, what you need it to do. Dip switches, I don't like, so I'm not gonna really crap on the board too hard. But for $23 to $25, you can grab a multi-board for your CYD, and it is absolutely perfect for the Bruce firmware. And the Bruce firmware just seems to get better and better every coming month, with new open source projects coming out within the Bruce team, specifically going to support the Bruce team, which I cannot wait to go over very, very soon. It's only a matter of time before even better stuff and cool devices starts coming out, I want to say within the next month or so. We'll keep doing what we do. You keep doing what you do. I love your faces. Thank you so much for the love and support. If you aren't subscribed, subscribe, because we go over all types of stuff all the time, my guy. We'll see you next time.